Hello, listeners, and a very good morning. You're listening to Money Control's daily podcast, which brings you the best of our Editor's Picks newsletter in an audio format. This exclusive newsletter is curated 5 days a week by Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta, and now you can listen to it on the go. So let's dive into today's top stories. Bank depositors and investors can breathe a sigh of relief. An RBI review has found that the derivatives accounting issue which is plaguing IndusLand Bank is an isolated problem and not an industry-wide concern, reports Manish Suvarna. Manish adds that State Bank of India, the country's largest lender by assets, is also the likely top investor in ₹12,850 crore worth of certificates of deposits issued by IndusLand Bank on March 17. The investment comes at a time when IndusLand Bank is dealing with accounting lapses in its derivatives portfolio, which could result in an estimated one-time loss of ₹2,000 crore. The Nifty Midcap Index jumped 2.63% on March 19, driven by bargain buying, making its strongest single-day gain since June 2024. Cochin Shipyard led the charge, soaring nearly 9%, reports Money Control. The rally was broad-based, with mid-cap stocks like JSW Infra, PB FinTech, and Max Healthcare climbing about 7% each. The US Fed is expected to keep interest rates steady in its March meeting. The US Central Bank's economic projections will be closely watched as they could majorly sway market sentiment, reports Vaibhavi Ranjan. A dovish stance could weaken the dollar, benefiting emerging markets such as India, while a hawkish tone may be a drag on domestic market sentiment. The Adani Group is leveraging its airport network to fuel its healthcare plan. Debarshi Chaki reports that the group is taking a unique approach by linking its hospitals with its airport expansion strategy to tap into the growing medical tourism market. With India's medical tourism sector expected to reach $14.31 billion by 2029, Adani Group Hospital's strategic location could be an advantage. Vodafone Idea is in talks with Elon Musk's Starlink to offer satellite internet services in areas where laying fiber is difficult. The company's chief technology officer, Jagbir Singh, told Danish Khan that the telco is exploring partnerships with companies such as Starlink and OneWeb, following in the footsteps of rivals like Bharti Airtel and Reliance Jio. With Google acquiring Wiz for $32 billion, head to moneycontrol.com and check out Debangana Ghosh and Rishabh Shaw's take on what this deal means for the global cloud wars. As India weighs its tariff options, Ishan Gera has a revealing cross-country comparison of India with Vietnam and Indonesia. He reports that in recent years, these countries have raised tariffs on more commodities than they have lowered much, like India, which increased duties on more than 22% of imported products between 2013 and 2023. Interestingly, while India reversed course in 2023, Vietnam and Indonesia continued to raise tariffs on goods. And finally, IPL 2025 is turning out to be a bonanza for influencers, with brands expected to spend as much as ₹550 crore on influencer collaborations. Maryam Farooqi reports that entertainment and streaming platforms will take the largest share of the spending, accounting for 30% of the total investment. With IPL 2024 seeing 3.15 lakh influencer posts and 3.2 billion engagements, this year's tournament is expected to shatter records. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.